Go on now, go away with you. You're so full of crap, your eyes are brown.
This week on Altoons, new tracks from Pearly Gates and Teeth Out, the Calamity Brothers take us to an Irish wedding, and Richard Wood sits for the Altoons microphones to talk about how his storied career got started. Yiz ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to Isletunes for the week of November 17th, 2024. We're getting back to normal after last week's fuck fascism episode. Don't get me wrong, I'm still going to speak out, and I'm still going to play songs that engender hope and standing up for what's right, as what happens in America will surely have ripple effects up here. But can't let all that take over our lives either, can we? And as this podcast has always celebrated diversity by playing musicians from all walks of PEI life, well, that's sort of a quiet rebellion, isn't it? Oh yeah, it is. Quick note before moving on, last week I played you a song from island country artist Barry O'Brien, or so I thought. Turns out I played y'all the wrong damn Barry O'Brien. It wasn't really my fault. For some reason, Spotify identified these separate Barrys as the same artist. I got clarification from the real McCoy, and though he was gracious enough to not ask for a correction, I'm gonna do one anyway because dag nubbit, integrity still counts for something, and that correction includes playing a song that's actually his. Our Barry is from Georgetown, and he released his self-titled and only, so far, album in 2013 amid a flurry of live shows supporting it. He called the record from personal experiences he'd had the 15 years leading up to it. Quote, "From growing up, finding love, and having children, these songs tell the story of my life." Unquote. The CD was recorded at the Sound Mill with John Matthews, and it was produced by Matthews, along with Brent Chasen, and I would say Barry's country offerings easily stand side by side with the mainstream stuff you hear on CFCY. Dropping the virtual needle on one of these cuts and sneaking in another rebellious example of hope, this is Barry O'Brien with Better Day on Altoons.
All we ever do is sit around, watch the buses leaving town and dream about getting out. Lay it down in the tall grass, light it up and pass a glass and think about what's inside. I know that tomorrow could be a better day. No more sorrow and all my blues away. Maybe then I'll borrow my brother's car and then we'll drive. You never know what we could find on a better day. On a better day. Turn up the radio, let down the top. Unless you ask me, I won't stop. Let the wind blow through your hair. Find a little place to bark down by the waterside. On a blanket we can hide our love away. Tomorrow could be a better day. No more sorrow and all my blues away. Maybe then I'll borrow my brother's car and then we'll drive. You never know what we could find on a better day. On a better day. The water's clear, the air is hot, and all we buses leaving town and dream about getting out. Lay down in the tall grass, light it up and pass a glass and think about what's inside. I know that tomorrow could be a better day. No more sorrow and all my blues away. job I'll roam. My brother's calling, then we'll drive. Never know what we could find on a better day. On a better day. It's a better day. On a better day. On a better day. On a better day.
Have you ever seen an island with so many greens? All the shades together forming beautiful scenes. Fishermen are spinning tales of life on the sea, while Farmer John is in the field planting his seed. Have you ever seen them harvest moss on the shores of North Cape? Or sail the ferry across Northumberland Strait? You can see seals bathing on the beaches of Seal Cove, and on the banks of Cape Bear, watch the boats sailing home. Oh, Prince Edward Island, you're the air that I breathe. You're the taste of lobster from our sea. Oh, Prince Edward Island, your safe haven for me. Have you walked upon singing sands and smelled salty air? Watch the waves lapping the red sands of Cape Bear. Have you stopped long enough to feel the winds of change? Gaze the wide open spaces while standing in the rain. Have you heard stories about days gone by? Stories about shipwrecks off the coast of PEI. Can you feel their spirits here with us today? The seeds of our forefathers guiding the way. Oh, Prince Edward Island, you're the air that I breathe. You're the rolling hills, you're the winding roads, a taste from our sea. Oh, Prince Edward Island, you're a safe haven for me. Oh, Prince Edward Island, you're a safe haven for me.
From her 2000 album, I Believe, that's Betty Lou Jordan and Prince Edward Island, Safe Haven for Me, on iTunes. And PEI certainly is a safe enough haven these days. Yes, I went there. If the name Betty Lou Jordan sounds familiar, it's because she was the longtime host of Eastlink's Taking Time cable show. Though she interviewed many, many island music makers on her show, she also had it in her to make her own music, starting with the first album she put out in 1990. For this Y2K record, a mix of easy listening fare and gospel, she co-wrote with her husband Ken Down as well as Craig Dodge. Another reason her name might sound familiar? She drove school buses on the island for years. Maybe you were one of her passengers. While we're on the topic of education, let me impart something I just learned. A poet laureate is, quote, a poet officially appointed by a government or conferring institution, typically expected to compose poems for special events and occasions, unquote. Thank you, Wikipedia. The first laureates were literally crowned with laurel leaves, hence the term laureate, in Italy in the 14th century. Bet you didn't know PEI has its very own poet laureate. Yep, we do. And ours is Tanya Davis, for whom 2006 was a huge year. That's when she started releasing both poetry and albums. Sometimes she sings, sometimes she recites. Always she speaks to local issues and advocates for literacy, literature, and the power of words. She's about to add to her list of solo shows by premiering a new one next year. In the meantime, let Tanya Davis advocate a little advice from her 2010 album Clocks and Hearts Keep Going. We're dusting off Sweep the Dust on iTunes. Where did my broom get off to?
Sweep the dust, don't let it get to you. Clean it up, clean it up, before you don't notice it anymore. Say yes, say yes. Don't burden them. Save words, save words from the people who don't need to hear them. Stay quiet, stay quiet. Thank you.
making a clean sweep, that's queer PEI poet laureate and Summerside native Tanya Davis with Sweep the Dust from her album Clocks and Hearts Keep Going. Indeed they do. Remember that. Coming up, Tiffany Liu and her Peepa do some addition, Shay celebrates freedom, and Richard Wood does a deep dive into the step-dancing boy who made him a fiddling Superman. If we've learned anything the last couple of weeks, it's that if we're not careful, history can repeat itself. That's why, while we can't let ourselves live in the past, we can't simply ignore what went before either. Let's delve into the one-time goings-on on this island with a segment appropriately dubbed This Week in PEI History. November 20th, 1980, a Larry Lovelace, writing for the UPEI Sun, declared that month's election of American President Ronald Reagan, quote, a great woe. Surely the election of a television actor to one of the most powerful positions in world politics has proven to us in Canada and many others in Europe and throughout the world that the Americans, at least those who favored Reagan, are either misled, selfish, or intellectually and politically manipulated by that which occupies much of their time, the television, unquote. Wait 36 years, Larry. And now, 44. November 21st, 1952. The Guardian ran a photo documenting an early visit from Santa Claus, who had stopped into Summerside department store Smallman's. In the pic, he is seen giving a bag of candy to Norma Ramsey. Hey Norma, if you're out there, how was the candy? And it better have been candy canes, or Mr. Claus was decidedly off-brand. I guess Christmas getting pushed into November isn't a modern convention after all, if it was already happening over 70 years ago. November 23, 1918. The Charlottetown Guardian ran an entire special page chronicling a brief history of the world's greatest conflict, which had ended only 12 days before. That's why we have Remembrance Day. Preceding a detailed telling of the war's events and a comprehensive timeline, the section stated that those long 4 years had, quote, ended in the triumph of democracy and civilization over autocracy and barbarism. Its results will be of incalculable benefit to mankind. If the statesmen of today can guard against the recurrence of any similar cataclysm and assure lasting peace among the nations, it will be worth all it has cost. Unquote. Obviously, that similar cataclysm happened in the form of World War II, which is how come the Great War even had to be reclassified as World War I. As for democracy and civilization having to go up against autocracy, well, here we are again, and not just in the US either. What would they have thought 106 years ago if they knew we were still on this? I mean.
Hello, I'm Kinley, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
Thank you.
purveyor of the Chinese pipa, that's Tiffany Liu on Altunes, with a rendition of the traditional tune meant for that instrument, 3 and 6. For Tiffany, that equation added up to her 2023 Riding the Waves album, which multiplied when it picked up achievement in world music at this year's Music PEI Awards. Well, if you can't manage pearly whites, which I myself have trouble with, you can always go for pearly gates, though I don't mean the biblical kind. Apparently that heavenly portal is defined as such because, well, it's said there are 12 of them and each is made of a single pearl. Thankfully, you only have to subscribe to rock and indie music to worship PEI group Pearly Gates, who got together in 2020 and set to work setting happier sounding music against lyrics filled with sarcasm and satire. The foursome, comprised of Mark Palmer, Colin Buchanan, Roger Carter, and Chris Francis, are back after last year's twice Music PEI nominated album For Your Amusement. Looks like I missed their first 2024 single. But at least I can atone by giving you their follow-up, which dropped November 8th. Borrowing Gabriel's trumpet for some appropriate fanfare, I proclaim Pearly Gates and their new track, Don't Waste Your Time, a non-time-wasting
iTunes world premiere.
Je suis pas capable de m'arrêter une fois que je suis démarré. Je me remplis le bec, je me remplis le cœur de tout ce qui fait mon bonheur. Délice. rien à faire, plus rien à voir. Je suis vidé et viré à l'envers. Je change de destinée, je vais voir ailleurs. Une fois rendu, je me remplis à nouveau.
Natalie Duguay, or the ND as I like to call her, with Delisa, or Delights, from her 2023 album Virtuelle, here on the delightful Isle Tunes. Recorded at Studio Dimanche out of Miscouche, Virtuelle might have been Natalie's debut effort, but that didn't mean she was brand new at making music. She's performed as part of the Got Blues Matinee and in her own duo, Nat and Wayne, as well as with the Title Tones. And in the Not Bad for a First Album department, Natalie's record picked up a nomination for Music PEI's Prix de l'Acadie. That's also not bad, considering the material is both in French and English. That means it's bilingual. Hey, the diversity on this show extends to language as much as it does to artists, you know. Two Murphys and two Boudreaux. No wonder this pair of brothers dubbed themselves the Calamity Brothers. And if you haven't heard of them, that could be because their LPs were out before many of you were born. The Calamity might be in their name, but not in their career. They cut a record as far back as 1967 and performed for the Queen and the Prime Minister, plus played with other notables of the time, the Irish Rovers and Ryan's Fancy. The quad appeared on a national program hosted by a Canada country legend, the Tommy Hunter Show, which ran on radio, then television, from 1960 to 1992 combined, ultimately sharing that honor with Gordon Lightfoot, Garth Brooks, and Shania Twain. As for the Calamitous Quartet, they dropped a self-titled album in 1971, and that's what we're way backing to right now. With near a cappella vocals done up by George Boudreaux, these are the Calamity Brothers on Isle Tunes, daring you to forever hold your peace with their version of the traditional ditty Irish Wedding. You're invited.
Have you ever heard tell of this wonderful wedding? The town that we live in there seen such a group. The crowd was so big you could scarce get your head in. There never was seen a more frolicsome group. Those coopers and nailers and fiddlers and tailors, turf cutters and sailors and fifers galore. There were smashers and smugglers and gypsies and jugglers, and Hinchy the fifer came down from Rathmore. With his wife and his fife and his fat little children, sure Hinchy the fifer a beautiful boy. With his rarin' and tearin' and rollick and frolic and brimful of humour and bursting with joy. There was Big Terry Smith and his cousin Phil Doherty, Brennick, Pat Bogle and Flanagan too. Mike Maley, Tim Daly and Barney O'Flaherty, Limpin' Dan Doolin and Creepin' Carew. Those Connies and Donnies and Pretty Pat Brannigan, Lyons, O'Briens, McLaughlin and Lynch, McLyon, McFadden and Little Tim Lanigan, and Hogan the Tinker from Baron O'Hinch. We sat down to supper, sautéin' and drinkin' old Nebuchadnezzar the king never seen. Cold cannon, pies, dumplings, corn, cow heels, and heron, and rations of brandy on bacon and greens. Those elegant potatoes, some boiled and some roasted, with ducks, geese, and turkeys just slaughtered that day. There was white bread and brown bread, and some of it toasted. The place they had snipe, and the lady said, hey. Mike Maley called out for a pace of cold cannon, filled a heart he wanted a handful of snipe. Here, divide this between you, said Big Paddy Gammon, and blacken their eyes with a handful of tripe. Dinny Burns cut the lips off Inchy the Fifer, he ruined all his fun at the frolic that day. And then cut the bags off McFadgen the Piper, and divil a tune the poor Piper could play. Moll Doolin, she danced till she busted her eye strings, she danced till the strings in her petticoat broke. She danced till the fiddler was near suffocated, and then she kept dancing to humor the joke. Now weddings, like everything else, have an ending. They bade us good luck and we bid them goodbye. And when there's a christening, I hope you'll attend it and drink to the health of sweet Judy and I.
Yes, PEI made music in the 70s, as evidenced by the Calamity Brothers and their recording of Irish Wedding, coupled with Isle Tunes. A perfect marriage. Still to come, Teeth Out That Doesn't Need a Dental Plan, Shay Makes Her Day, and touring through the timberland of Richard Wood. Maybe you're already ready for Christmas shows put on by island artists. Maybe you're nowhere near prepared for holiday anything and you just want to go to some regular year-round kind of concerts. Aren't you the lucky one? I have examples of both on this week's Gigs to Dig across Prince Edward Island. Wednesday, November 20th, it's the Jack Pine Folk Club with host Shane Pendergast at the Poorhouse in Charlottetown. Thursday, November 21st, it's Island Jazz, Nicolas Romero Dada Quintet at Baba's Lounge. Also, November 21st, it's Absolute Losers at the Sportsman's Club in Charlottetown. November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, it's Life in the Fast Lane, a night of the Eagles with Brad Milligan, Joss Rayom, Alyssa Harper, and Craig Fair. All three of those nights are at the Trailside Music Hall. November 22nd and 23rd, it's Behind the Veil, a Lucy Maud experience with Jelaine Molnar, Brielle Ansems, Carly Howell, Alicia Toner, Mike Ross, and Garrett Sherwood. That's happening both days at the Harmony House in Hunt River, and there's an additional matinee on the 23rd as well. Saturday, November 23rd, it's Dennis Ellsworth at the Mill in New Glasgow. Looking into next week, November 24th, it's a Kenny and Dolly Christmas with Kelly Mooney, Keelan Wedge, Christine Cameron, and Roland Beaulieu at the Trailside Music Hall. November 28th, Kelly Mooney is with Route 225 at the Trailside. November 29th, it's Saltwater Dolly's Celtic Christmas at Red Shores in Charlottetown. November 29th and 30th, it's Live with Logan Richard with musical guests at the Harborfront Theater in Summerside. On the 29th, he'll be joined by Dennis Ellsworth, and on the 30th, he'll be joined by Tamara Steele and Colin Buchanan. Also on November 30th, Jeannie and Charles are at Island Chocolates in Victoria. Also on the 30th, Lawrence Maxwell, poet of the common man at Copper Bottom Brewing in Montague. The 30th also sees Lucy Blue and the Diamond Groove performing at the Seashell Cafe at Traveler's Rest. And December 1st, it's Lenny Galant's The Innkeeper's Christmas at the Harborfront Theater in Summerside.
Have you had a long week? This is Zebedee. Come on over to Isle Tunes, where we're working on happy.
Isle Tunes World Premiere.
That she's
proudly middle-aged punk quintet Teeth Out with their second single, the freshly released Streetlights, which came out November 8th. Those two tracks are all the warning you're going to get, as they are attached to Teeth Out's upcoming EP, which, at last notification, was set to hit before Christmas. I also got to interview three of their five members 4 episodes ago. That's a lot of numbers. So to find out more about these guys, backtrack through to episode 60, this is 64, and learn why we have the throne to thank for a lot of their output. And I don't mean the kind King Charles sits on. You're curious now. Admit it. Island songstress Tara McLean was already nearly a decade into her career as a solo artist when she co-founded the trio Shay, named after her sister who had perished in a car accident. Their first album, 2003's The Bridge, connected them to a Juno nomination and achieving Best New Group at the Canadian Radio Music Awards. The big single from that album is Happy Baby, which by itself picked up multiple ECMA nominations and a win for SoCan's Pop Music Award. But for real, there are 11 other cuts on that record. I'm here to remind you about one of them. With yet another acknowledgement of what's important to focus on right now, this is Shay on iTunes with Freedom. They only had 2 albums, but that didn't stop them from leaving one hell of a legacy, not just for PEI, but Canada as a whole. Shay, singing about freedom, on iTunes. Now talk about legacies. This Fiddlin' fellow has long since earned his. After all, it was over 3 decades ago that he, for the most part, traded in step-dancing shoes for rosining up bows. Most of y'all know that. The way you also know that in these past 30 years plus, he's performed for royalty and other world leaders, appeared on American morning and late night TV shows, and toured in places even Taylor Swift couldn't imagine, the North Pole, Bosnia, and Afghanistan. If you haven't guessed by now, I'm talking about Richard Wood, and I was fortunate enough to be able to sit down with him in front of the Isle Tunes microphones for a chat. As it happened, that chat was so long and so informative, I couldn't machete it down to this podcast traditionally allotted 10 minutes. So you're going to get part one this week and part two next week. Mind you, the focus was on Richard's new album, Richard Wood Live, An Evening of Celtic Music, but I wanted to know just how little boy Richard got started with all this and how hoofing it led to his first album when he just entered teenhood. I know you want to know too, so let's find out. Welcome to part one of my interview with Richard Wood. Okay, Isle Tuners, I don't have to tell you much for you to figure out who my interview guest is this week. He's a fiddler with a career spanning three decades. He's picked up awards and accolades galore. He's played for prime ministers, Queen Elizabeth, King Charles, princes, not that prince, right? princesses, and now the international touring artist is sitting for the Isle Tunes microphones in the Isle Tunes studio, otherwise known as my basement, to talk about his brand new live album that's just been released. I'm super, super jazzed to get to bring you guys Richard Wood. Richard, it's an honor. Thank you so much for coming by today for a chat.
It is a pleasure. Pleasure to be here.
Now, we know that you've toured all over the world, and yeah, we know about the very long list of recognitions that you've received and having deserved every single one of them. What I'd like to get into, though, is how did it all start? When did little Richard, realize he wanted to play the fiddle?
My dad... And well, both my dad and mom, but they big supporters of Celtic music. They loved Celtic music. It basically just came about one day that mom and dad said, you know, Richard, would you ever love to try step dancing? And my father at the time was taking beginner fiddle lessons at the Queens County Fiddlers Group in Charlottetown. Mm. So he had already started to play a little bit, right? And with fiddle music here in the island, of course, step dancing, traditional PEI step dancing, they you know, they're hand in hand. They go, yes, go together. Yeah, I didn't really, you know, you're talking here in the 80s. So it step dancing wasn't a really super cool thing to do. You know, I wasn't hockey or baseball or whatever, you know. Or
break dancing.
Right, exactly. So, but I said to mom and dad, I said, sure, I'll give it a try. And, you know, long and behold, I started taking dance lessons. And I kind of went into learning very, very quickly. And mom, God love her, she used to make all my outfits for me. You know, the silver stripes down the side, mm-hmm, of the pants and the vests. And it was all this cool sequence. And just, you know, it was like the traditional world of Celtic music. But it was almost like the Michael Jackson of that. You know what I mean? I had like white shoes and that was kind of my trademark.
Olympic, you know, figure skating.
Yeah, it was totally. And mom made all these outfits and it was awesome. And of course, I had a lot of these outfits for stage performing, but also for competition, right? Mm-hmm. And competition was the big thing. And it still is for step dance and PEI. I remember doing a show. It was a country music awards that they held at the Confederation Center. And this was the first time where I was going on to do a performance. And I will never forget it as long as I live. I went on. Gary Chipman played the fiddle, a legendary fiddle player in PEI, and who I love dearly. And Gary played for me to dance. And I danced. My number was about 2 minutes and, I don't know, 20 seconds. And the Confederation Center leapt to their feet, immediate standing ovation. And that rush was something I'll never forget. I think it was a moment where I was like, oh my God, like, you know, I can generate this kind of excitement and make people happy with just, you know, through dance. So that's, it kind of went from there, you know. And it was, I think, I would have been, so let's see, then I was 11 years old. And I knew that Dad was going to these fiddle lessons, right? And he was taking lessons every Wednesday night. And Dad, you know, he said, yeah, you know, do you want to come? So of course I would come and go to the practices on Wednesdays. And then eventually I got into any time that the Queens County group was performing, I would step dance for them and perform with them, right? So I was starting to get a real knowledge of tunes and the music, and there were, then there just came a point where I'm trying to remember that Dad said, there's this wonderful teacher here in Charlottetown. Her name's Catherine Dowschmidt. So I started taking lessons from her, and it was about probably a year into lessons, and I was advancing so quick, leaps and bounds. And Catherine, you know, had took Mom and Dad aside and said to them, like, oh my God, like, if Richard stays on this path, you know, kind of, the sky's the limit. Like, he's learning at a, he's learning this music, he's learning these tunes at such a rate, that, you know, he's bound for something special. You know, the cool thing about it too is that I'm glad that the route kind of one followed suit the way it did, because I think what dancing did for me was, not only did it prepare me in a number of different ways for stage presence, how to present yourself,
which is important.
So important, right? Through competition and projection and et cetera, et cetera. But through syncopation, through rhythm, like, it really developed that sense of timing and tempo and rhythm in me, so that when learning fiddle music, it just became a little bit more, that much more natural. You know what I mean?
Because it was an extension.
Yeah, absolutely. And then from fiddle, went into piano as well. And the main reason for that was to learn how to tune my fiddle, right? I wanted to, and long and behold, it went into learning how to chord for fiddle music. And yeah, that was kind of the beginnings, the early beginnings. And then kind of out of that into really writing my own music, writing my tunes, and really develop my sound, develop my style, and really develop that as a stage performer, and kind of went that route, you know? So that's kind of the journey.
Yeah. It is quite the journey. So when did you record your first album, and what made you finally decide to go in that direction?
Within that first couple of years of learning, I was also writing. I was 13. And it was a big jump. We're talking hours upon hours. Once I finalized what music was going to be on my first album, you know, I practiced my butt off. Like, it was every day after school, working on the material, working on the numbers that were going to be on it. A beautiful couple who tour and still tour a lot with me all over the place. They're absolutely incredible, Skip and Kimberly Holmes. And Skip and Kim, at the time, were both on the television show, which was a huge show here in the Maritimes, called the Up Home Tonight Show, in the 80s, and which was basically a trad music show that was on ATV. From being on that show, they were like, yes, we would love to do this album with Richard playing guitar and piano. So I worked with them quite a bit. You know, again, I'm only 13, right? So it was super cool. Super experienced, this amazing couple that really, really kind of helped me along with the arrangements. And I kind of had a little bit of an idea, but at that age too, they were really, really helped kind of guide and, you know, in crafting certain things and in terms of tune selection and putting the music that I composed on this first album. So we finally did, and we went into the studio over in New Glasgow, Nova Scotia. And we made this first record together, and you know, it's hardcore trad, you know, Cutting the Bow. That's the very first album.
What year would that have been?
That was in 1991 that it came out, the very first album.
At 13,
so, yeah,
you got Prince beat there.
A claim to, funny enough, in Kentucky, beautiful, beautiful theater that I played at with the Chieftains. When I was touring with them, and it was like 3 days before we were in, Prince was on the stage performing.
Oh, dude!
In Kentucky, so I wish that somehow things could have lined up, because I'm a big Prince fan. That's my only claim. As I think I might have stood in the same spot, maybe that Prince performed.
That's
in.
More than so. Most that's of pretty us can cool. Lay claim.
Yeah. So I tell people that, I'm like, yeah, this. I think I stood like somewhere in the vicinity where he, I think he might have been standing.
You can see the scuff mark from his high heel.
Yeah, that's right. I know. Yeah.
I'm speaking with fiddler extraordinaire Richard Wood here on Isle Tunes. Now, before we get to your newest album, let's put the bow down for a moment and set aside Richard the Fiddler and talk about Richard the person. Okay. What would you like people to know about you that maybe gets lost under performing and the image that comes with it?
I think a lot of people would probably be surprised to know that I'm, you know, I think I'm actually quite shy. I'm not, I'm outgoing, of course, but I've always been kind of quiet, even, you know, through my teens, and it's just kind of a natural thing, or my way about me I'd be the guy you'd probably just see back in the corner and just kind of watching everything, you know.
Yeah, I'm just kind of hanging back. What do you like to do when you're not steeped in music? What's a kind of palate cleanser for you?
Well, in the summertime, I mean, when I can, I love golf.
Really?
I'm a big golfer. I'm a golf fanatic. There's something very therapeutic about being out early in the morning when the sun's coming up. And you're out there, and the mist. There's just something about that nature and the beauty of it, the serenity, the quietness of just hearing the birds and nothing really else around.
It's
you.
Almost more that than the game itself, isn't it?
Yes. So that's one thing that I really like to do. Unwind. Where we are, we're not that far from the beach, so we tend to down the west end of the island. We tend to go there quite a bit. There's nothing quite like being around the water. It's very beautiful. We love walking along there. It's a great way to just clear your head and to center yourself, to keep things in perspective
very important, especially with what you do. It can be so chaotic.
It can be, and it can get chaotic in terms of the actual performing or this or that and all the different components that go along with a career in the music business. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the music itself. There's all the other things that go along,
arranging
that go around
the venues.
It. Yeah. So that is another thing that we love to do and continue to do. So that's a couple of really key unwinding things that are
good.
Very therapeutic.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And it is important to
absolutely.
Take a breath once in a while.
Yeah.
My interview with Richard Wood continues next week, but in the meantime, one of his classic tracks. Thank you.
stopping short of bringing you a selection from Richard Wood's very first album from 1991, released when he was just 13, you just heard a cut from his following album and first CD, 1993's All Fired Up. That was his composition, Flowers of Hope. Mind you, he recorded that when he was 15, so he wasn't exactly a slouch there either. A big thank you to Richard's longtime love, Faye Williams Wood, for digging into Woodsy Archives and providing me with the track. Flowers of Hope. Needed right about now, don't you think? Plant them and nourish them with whatever you can, as often as you can. Come back next Sunday too, because that's when I'll be giving you part two of that exclusive interview with Richard Wood, during which we will indeed get into his new album. You'll hear what inspired it and also a cut from it, and you'll also find out what Richard's most unusual experience while touring has been. And when you've done as many shows as he has in as many places, there's surely a lot to choose from. Altunes is done for another week, and it is my fond hope that you liked what you heard. If you liked it so much that you'd like to help support it, and so far almost everything that's gone into these efforts has come out of my own pocket, you can donate through PayPal, link in the description, or become a subscriber on Patreon for 5 measly toonies a month. Which would you rather have for that price? A single carton of eggs, or scads of island-only content? No yolk. Send comments, requests, and suggestions to amj@isletunes.ca or by voicemail to 902-807-4250. These are also ways you can get recordings of yourself to me with you giving utterance to an island catchphrase, one of which always starts an episode. This week's Islanderism came to us courtesy of Trevor Lowell Clements. Do the social media thing and follow Isletunes on Facebook and Instagram, where, in addition to lots of self-promotion, I post links to where you can buy the music you hear on the show, because isn't the music what it's all about? These links can also be found on isletunes.ca. The podcast also has a TikTok account, though I haven't done much posting there yet. Come and find me anyway. And I'm looking into Blue Sky, which the last 12 days or so has more and more become a replacement for Twitter. I finally deleted my Twitter account after 10 years to send a message to self-professed dark MAGA Elon Musk. That decision was sponsored by the letter F, and also the letter U. Might I suggest you follow suit? Musical contribution to the Isletunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and that'll do her for this go-round. But rest assured, there'll be another new episode in 7 days' time for you to sink your ears into. Help a podcast out and run those mouths of yours about the show to friends, family, co-workers, total strangers, whatever works. Let them know that this is the only place they can treat themselves to island music of all genres, all eras, and all communities. And keep in mind, as Nelson Mandela said, quote, "To be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others," unquote. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.